Baltic zone to Europe and Far East. The flag is carried by our ships in times of war and peace. And never have we struck it yet in spite of foemen's fine, who cheered our crews and cheered again for showing how to fight. So here's the Coast Guard marching song. We sing on land or sea, through surf and storm and howling gale, high shall our purpose be. Semper Paratus is our guide, our fame, our glory too, to fight, to save or fight and die. Aye, Coast Guard, we are for you.
And good afternoon. This is your Captain Joe up on the Voice of Vashon 101.9 on the FM band and streaming live on voiceofvashon.org. If my voice sounds a little bit different to you, that's because it is. And so my greetings today go out to all of Captain Joe's people who are on the binnacle list, because I am putting myself on the binnacle list, and in a moment I will explain a little bit about what is going on. But in the meantime, let us all be aware that it is one bell of the afternoon watch, that the sign at the church across the way says that today is a new start today. I don't know about that. For me, it is, every day is, I suppose, a new start. In any case, the binnacle list goes something like this. I, first of all, have no crossings of the bar to report. However, yesterday was the 6th anniversary of Mary Wubold crossing her bar. And I had friends of family rank staying with me, as you all know, are aware. And during that time, a couple of days ago, we went to the cemetery and did some maintenance on the gravesite, on her gravesite. I cleaned and polished the gravestone. The red maple that is over her head, is in full bloom and is perfectly beautiful. So, in my own situation, as again, most of you are aware, but maybe some of you are not, I made a trip both to Amsterdam, and then on my return from that trip, I had friends who had been with me in the Sioux when I was the commander there, and who were with me for the week. During that time, I was brought up to short stay a couple of times by having to slow down when it came time to do some walking. And in fact, in a couple of places, I was the anchor to windward. I dislike this intensely, and to carry it even further, when I was giving tours out at Point Robinson last Sunday, I had to leave early. I had to abort completing the mission, and all of you know how much I dislike that. What's going on is a combination of hearing and sore throat and pain in the ears and in the head, but not in the eyes yet. And so all of this is tied together with a high sense of fatigue. Yesterday, I was examined by an oral surgeon. He took some photographs. He took some x-rays and found nothing untoward on the x-rays, but I have an appointment on Thursday with a Dr. Christina Barron, MD, an ENT specialist, and we're going to figure out what is going on. I do not believe that it is time to be practicing the flag folding ceremony, but at the same time, I am always aware that whenever things like this that are both unexpected and significant, that something is moving from the southern latitudes up to the northern latitudes. And here, right now, this very minute, because I'm running out of voice, I'm going to take a slug of Captain Joe's coffee, which comes from the Black Rifle Coffee Company. So stand by for 1, 2, 3, 5 seconds. There we go. So right now, I am doing my broadcast. I am assisted by the infusion of really hard, heavy-duty black coffee coming up from the engine room up to the bridge, and that is helping me to get through as I talk to you. So there we have it for right now. Next week, I will have completed what I hope to be a significant series of tests to see what is exactly going on and what we, if anything, have to do about it. My intuition is that it is an infection of some kind that has lodged itself in inside my head somewhere, and that we are going to hit that with some suitable antibiotic. And I reassure all hands that your captain is going to follow the instructions, as I often tell all of you, follow the instructions of my medical practitioner. One thing that has happened is that during the week, Sailor has become very intuitive about what's going on and is being particularly attentive, so attentive that he gets up on the computer keyboard when I can motivate myself to get to it and to write something. And at the same time, he feels neglected. And right this very minute, he is flaked out on my bunk along with Blossom. And he is not quite figuring out what's going on. During the week, I got a parcel that included a walking cane, and it came with no card, no indication inside from whom it came. And so if any of Captain Joe's people out there have any indication, or you were the donor of this lovely artifact, then please send me a signal, CaptainJoe@CenturyTel.net, and let me know that it was you who donated this walking cane. It came from that source of all things that in this country, Amazon, and it is metallic blue, and it folds. So if it was you, please let me know so that I can recognize that suitably. On Sunday, I've already mentioned that I was giving tours out at Point Robinson, and I had to abort the mission, which is something that I never, ever in my whole career do. And therefore, I am extending my concerns to the people who were there and who read, who had come to be a part of the tour experience. and who read the sign that I put on the door saying that I had to leave early. I've got to deliver myself of one unhappy thing, and then we're going to go on to a couple of things that are happy. Because I'm happy, and because I'm confident that whatever is going on is something that we're going to be able to fix, at least for now. And here's what's unhappy for me. This morning, I was going through all of my sources for a couple of things that I want to talk about today, and which I am going to talk about today. And I came across a photograph of the front of the White House with some sort of cage being constructed. Now, I do not, on purpose, get into politics on this program. The reason that I do not do that is because Captain Joe's People encompasses the entire gamut of political expression, from as far left as you can be and fall off the planet to as far right as you can be and fall off the planet. Your respect from me, your regard from me, your affection and love from me, regardless of where you are in that particular political spectrum, is total. And it matters not to me what your political beliefs are. It is for that reason that I stay away from that, because all of you are Captain Joe's people. And I am your captain for all hands. But I have to deliver myself of my disdain for what I saw in that photograph. It is to me a wonderful example of the longevity of a political and operational system that is 250 years old. I have lived more than a third of that myself. I took the oath the first time, and I'm repeating some things that all of you already know, but I need to get this out. I took the oath the first time when I was 17, and I have lived as well as I could, and often making mistakes. The conditions of that particular oath, I always took it seriously, and I required all of the people that I was privileged to command, thousands of young Coast Guard sailors in seven commands, plus many shore jobs where I was in charge of many people, that it was important to me that we all understood the complications of that oath, the subtleties of that oath, and the simplicity of that oath. And in all of those things, I have not always done my best. I have to confess that. But nobody always does their best all the time. The fact that many of you who listen to this broadcast have served with me makes it clear to me that together, we have had some successes. And under my command, I have not always gotten it right. But I never thought, and I cannot accept today, that the way that we're going to honor the 250th birthday of this great land that I continue to serve after over 90 years of living, that the construction of some sort of a cage in which there is going to be some sort of less than mortal combat, I don't get the point. To me, the way we should be celebrating this is with concerts that recognize all of us, parades that recognize all of us. I love the Rose Parade on the 1st of January every year. There are floats and organizations that march. There's a military component. There is a component for people who have different ways of living and looking at their lives. And one of the beauties of this country, that all of us who are Captain Joe's people, almost everyone who are Captain Joe's people, have sworn to serve. I don't know the answer to this. I suppose that the answer to it is that we will just not, I will not listen or watch any of those festivities. But in my heart, I will take notice of such things as the observation of D-Day on the 6th of June, of the people, the men who died to secure our freedom in the first place, the men who have served, even have served in support roles. Every member of my ship's companies and all of my ships was of equal importance to me. The newest sailor right out of boot camp, the newest FN fireman right out of boot camp, before they went to A school, had jobs where if we really had to, you could leave me behind, because I had trained all of my XOs. You could leave me behind, but you couldn't leave that fireman behind, because he's the guy that's going to go down and clear the suctions out of the bilge pumps. So, there. I've said what I have to say about this cage. My eyes grow dim. I cannot see when I look at the photograph of the White House, with the east wing, a big hole. All of those things are causing me great distress. And that is what I have to say about all of that. On the 6th of June, we recognize and should memorialize in a great way every year the Normandy invasion. It is particularly important to Coast Guard people, because not only were we manning some of the invasion craft, but also because we manned the rescue flotilla with the 83-foot wooden, powered by gasoline engines, Sterling Viking gasoline engines. And the purpose and mission of the rescue flotilla was to pick up survivors in the water. And in fact, this is exactly what happened. Some of those 83-footers went on to serve much later in the Coast Guard. My friend John Huron, who also is on and off the binnacle list. John, I hope that you are off it today. Served in one of those 83-footers in the Virgin Islands. And here, your captain needs to take another swallow of Black Rifle coffee, so stand by for just a couple seconds. Back I am with you up in the captain's chair. So I recognize here, not that cage on the lawn of the White House, but the incredible accomplishment of the Normandy invasions on the 6th of June, which comes up in just a few days. In some of the outlets that I use. I've got a couple things to say, but before I do that, I have to make a recognition of an honor that I received on Saturday. About 2 months ago, the executive director of the Heritage Museum, the ever-lovely Greta, and a board member, the equally ever-lovely Sharon, came and had a luncheon at Captain's Quarters. And at that luncheon, they asked me if I would be willing to be honored for, and I'm now reading from the certificate, the commitment to history of Vashon Island history. And this was in recognition of my work with Point Robinson Lighthouse. I said at that time that there were a number of people who were more worthy of that particular honor. Dr. Bruce Hallman, for example, who is the island historian. Captain Truman O'Brien, who was I'm almost certain that he was the chair of the Vashon Board, the Vashon Park District Board at the time. But in any case, that there were a number of people who were more worthy of that particular honor. My protestations were not accepted, and after a suitable discussion, I said that I would agree to do this. On Saturday, there was the annual gala at the O-Space, the same place where my 90th birthday was held. And during that time, there was a presentation by Dr. Hallman of a short biography, which included some photographs which I hardly recognize. I hardly recognize them because one of them was a photograph of me as a cadet captain in my high school, St. John's College High School, with the Christian Brothers. And somehow or other, the photograph had me with a full head of hair, a unlined face, no wrinkles under the chin, and somewhat less in avoirdupois than I am today. Parenthetical insertion here, however, that I am weighing less now than I have for probably since Vietnam. I tell you this not because to engender any alarm, but just as an interesting fact. So Dr. Hallman gave this presentation, showed these photographs. It was a photograph of Mary's and my wedding picture, and one of me taken relatively recently, in which the ravages of age are clearly apparent. And yet, it was a glorious, glorious evening. My fellow honoree was my good friend and colleague and person with whom I have worked on many different things on the island, Yvonne. Yvonne looked and was suitably modest, looked beautiful, and I would say that Yvonne is probably about my age as well. The interesting thing about this is how many of us continue to serve, and I am ready to see some younger people, even two generations down, start to step forward, because I'm going to have to turn over my leadership of the Keepers of Point Robinson at some time in the future, and I am going to be working that problem. But the event itself was a great event, and as the counselor pointed out to me today, it was noticed that I did indeed leave a little bit early. because by that time the ability to move and the fatigue and all of the other things that are connected with what we're dealing with right now, we are dealing with together, by the way, a parenthetical insertion. That's why I bring these things up, because I know that many of you are concerned. Some of you are hopeful that I will be announcing my memorial service and funeral soon. Be not too hopeful yet. And that the other thing is, of course, that selfishly, I want to be a recipient of all of the good wishes that come to everybody who goes on the binnacle list. And my third reason is for those of you who are on the binnacle list or dealing with situations much more extreme than mine, that I hope that you will talk to people, let people know exactly what's going on with you, and be a part of all of the help that emotional help in particular that can come to you. So it was a great evening, and I have accepted the honor, but I also continue to believe that next year, this was the first year that this particular honor had been awarded. And it is my hope and my wish and will be my command that next year, when a selection is made, that they find someone who is much more deserving than your captain. The U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Midget. There is always a Coast Guard Cutter Midget. This is the family that comes from the Outer Banks of North Carolina and has had probably six generations in the Coast Guard. There are midgets that continue to serve today. And the Coast Guard Cutter Midget is working out on Scarborough Shoal, which I finally, after having talked about it quite a bit on this broadcast and about our presence there to help mitigate the activities of, in particular, the PRC Coast Guard, that Midget is, so I looked up the location of Scarborough Shoal. I discovered that it is about 120 nautical miles due west of Subic, or as it is now shown on the maps, Olongapo. All of us who have served in the Philippines have been to Subic and have been to Olongapo. There are many Christian Science reading rooms and cathedrals and orphanages in Olongapo, and we have all been to all of them. So Midget has been out close to Scarborough Shoals. I make the comment here that the Philippines seem to me to have a much more legitimate reason for claiming it than does the People's Republic of China. The distance from the PRC to Scarborough Shoal is about 500 nautical miles. It's about 120 nautical miles from due west of Olongapo, Subic. And so, but I am also concerned that there will be some sort of fatal incident out on the shoal. There is a signal in the International the International Code of Signals, and it says something like this: all captains repair unto me. And it would be my hope that the captain in the Coast Guard cutter that's there would have all of the captains come aboard his ship and that they work out amongst them some sort of situation. And I see now that by my Omega watch, which I have just wound, that it is time for us to say until we meet again. This is your Captain Joe. We never say goodbye. We say until we meet again. And as always, I am on station and watching properly.